Hello, welcome to this episode of A Screenwriter's Secret Diary podcast. I've been wanting to talk about procrastination and fear of starting something, but I want to talk more about procrastination in general in another episode. In this episode, let's focus on our common fear of starting something. This can be a project, screenplay, an art piece, even starting reading a book or watching a film. Especially after 2020, I personally have struggled with starting something a lot. Even if it's at the end of the day, I worked a lot. Now I want to play a video game or read a book. Even that, I have so much trouble starting. Sometimes I even procrastinate that fun activity for an hour before I finally do it. And then it's late, so I have to sleep for the next day. It's kind of funny, but if you're also struggling with things like that, or starting a screenplay, starting a business, let's talk about why. Fear of starting something may be coming from different underlying issues. For me, it's the fear of failing that keeps me from starting, or my perfectionist nature that wants the screenplay or story to be perfect. But it's not there yet, so I can't start writing. But then years pass by and I wonder what happened to that story that I was gonna write and pitch and I was so excited about. And some people may have this fear of unknown, like if I start this, I don't know what will happen. I don't know if I'll achieve it or if I fail spectacularly. So it's almost like you don't wanna start because you don't know what that will lead to. And you're maybe not ready for that. Or you are ready, but every day you find yourself stuck and not being able to start. Then you're like, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna do it. And again, you can't seem to do it, right? You might also be facing fear of putting yourself out there, being in the spotlight, having to do the thing that'll lead to your dream life. But your dream means you'll be pursued by other people, you'll be seen and heard, and that might make you scared and you feel paralyzed and you don't start. So there are many, many reasons behind why you can't seem to just start doing something you want to do. And I definitely suggest looking at it from a perspective of psychology. What's behind it? That should be your first step for breaking that fear, that initial fear. And even listening to this episode, you might feel triggered in a certain way, like, no, I just can't start. There's no reason other than my lazy ass wanting to stay in the comfort zone. I get it. Sometimes it might feel that way. I also sometimes blame myself, but there are other reasons, hidden fears that are causing you to be paralyzed when it comes to starting something new. And in the second part of this episode, I want to talk about actually starting to develop a story specifically for a screenplay. But if you want to write a book, short story, article, mostly fiction, this list will be helpful. Let's say you're paralyzed and you can't start. The first thing that gets me out of that state is taking a walk and taking deep breaths. I know it's cliche, but I just set a 10-minute timer and I'm out taking deep, deep breaths in the woods, just walking, hiking, whatever, just 10 minutes on the street. Breathing techniques have really helped me calm down and break that initial paralysis as I'm scared to start something new. It's really like a paralysis for me. It's almost like I freeze and I don't know what to do. It might also be ADHD, but that walk and the breathing techniques have really helped me. Then when I'm back from that walk, I immediately sit down and start typing away every single idea that I have or I might have had during my walk into a Google Doc page. This is actually sometimes handwritten and sometimes digital. I don't know why, but it depends on my mood. Some stories develop better when I'm writing with my hand. Some develop better on a Google document. But I just vomit every single idea I have on the page. It can be title, characters, what can happen in the story, questions, conflict, cool visuals. It really helps to just vomit that onto the page. Sometimes we call this also vomit draft, but it's not like the first draft of a screenplay. It's just vomit draft. But be careful. Sometimes it becomes like 20 to 30 pages of just ideas. When you have that many unorganized ideas lying around, you might get overwhelmed again and avoid going back to work on that and organize it. So if my vomit idea page is getting too crowded, I start writing it in sections. For example, I'm co-writing this fantasy animated show with a talented writer, and our idea dump document, we literally call it idea dump, it looks like title ideas, character ideas, conflict ideas, world ideas, possible teams, possible storylines, and possible relationships. These little sections really help us put everything into perspective. Then I usually sit on it after doing the idea dump because sometimes they keep coming over the next few days. So I take my time with it because sometimes the details really come out. Like I think of a scene idea and then suddenly that scene's conflict starts developing more. And then I realize, oh, this can be my climax in the movie or episode, whatever, TV show. And then from there, I develop it even more. So it's really good to sit on it a little bit and let it marinate. Let it marinate is a great, like, great idiom that I use when it comes to sitting on it and letting it marinate. It really, really helps because rushing, I had a lot of clients, screenwriting clients who hired me and they're like rushing with their idea. But there is no timeline, right? They're not like producing it yet. So rushing is actually hurting them. If they just sit down, calm down, write down their ideas, sit on it, let it marinate, they're going to have a so much better project in their hands rather than rushing. So this is just my take on it. But when I'm ready, I go on another walk that day after I take my time with it and kind of let it marinate. I go on another walk and come back and start highlighting my favorite ideas on the document. From there, the idea starts to take shape and actually mean something, right? We start to find the meaning with this idea and what we want to do with it. For example, if I thought about writing, let's say, the female version of Pirates of the Caribbean, and I started dumping all the ideas about it, well, now I know my film will be set in Greece instead. Because maybe I'm a writer from around Greece and I know about mythology and pirates in that area more than I know in the Caribbean or anywhere else. And then I know I'll have a full female crew and they'll go on a fantastic adventure. I probably will have some specific fantastical creatures, those creature ideas in the idea dump document under world ideas section. So it starts to take shape in that way. And with that, my next step is making a film treatment, outlining the movie and writing the first draft. But with this episode, I just wanted to share some tips for breaking free from fear of starting and getting ahead of that paralysis stage, and also provide some tools like idea vomit page or idea dump document, and taking some walks, taking some deep breaths to get through this initial fear of starting your idea. I really hope this was helpful. Please make sure to follow. And if you like this podcast, do me a favor and rate it so it will organically grow and it will organically share it with people like you who can benefit from listening to this. I really appreciate you and see you in the next episode.